This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We wanted to pull out there from you. We're going to start here with clip one, where he was asked if the learners are going to pony up and spend some money.
I hope they do. It's a smart business move to do, because when it's time to go, you should go. And that doesn't mean to pour in, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on the free agent market alone, but make trades, take on contracts, do a Gio Gonzalez trade and extend them for a long term and that type of thing. So there's ways to do this the right way for extended success. And I think that there's a blueprint on how to do it already written in the files in Nationals Park.
There you go. Now, Mike Rizzo is smart. He's been around baseball, as he said, for 43 years of professional baseball in various capacities. He knows how this thing works from a business side. You don't turn around, light a match, and walk away and do the Lonely Island, cool guys don't look at explosions thing if you'd like another gig. You don't badmouth owners. Doesn't matter how right you are. They know that. Guys at this high of a level. Guys who have been in charge of organizations as he has. But you're going to see little glimpses in some of his comments. That's a big one. There's another one coming up we'll play for you in a second, where the implication is very clear, what he's saying there. We did these things before you offer a Gio Gonzalez trade and extension. The blueprint is there at Nationals Park, a.k.a. we did this when we were perennially a top 10 payroll, borderline, sometimes just outside the top 10, sometimes 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever. You don't have to outspend the Yankees every time or the Dodgers or the Red Sox or whatever to win games. It's not 100% a correlation. The most spending team doesn't always win the championship. But it's above the threshold. You can't be Little Sisters of the Poor and compete at the highest levels if you want to do that. If you don't want to do that, by the way, enjoy being Pittsburgh, right? But he talks about it. He says this a couple times over, and it's pretty clear what he's getting at. So let's go to clip four here, Darris, on Mike Rizzo basically saying that if you're going to go out, you go out on your own terms.
It was a trying couple of days since the weekend. But, hey, we're all adults here. We're big boys. We know what we're into when we take these jobs. And we had a hell of a run, and I'm proud of what we've accomplished. And I think I know I did it my way. I did it the way I led the organization and the franchise the way I felt was best to maximize our potential. And we had a lot of success. And at the end of the day, I've said this for years, every year since I've been on this program. This is a performance-based industry.
So it leads me to something. that is pretty intuitive now, but I hadn't thought of it exactly until a couple people turned me on to this or kind of pointed at this and said, hey, pay attention here. Barris Feluga, his column in the Post, and a few folks that I've talked to. There's no business president. There's no Stan Kasten since Stan Kasten left. The baseball ops guy said in his previous answer, if you remember a second ago, it's good for business to spend money and have exciting players and have the type of team that people want to come watch. Why is he involved in that? That's the baseball guy. That's the scout. That's scouting, doing baseball stuff. The Local 53, pretty instantly, Jason Wright's tenure was winding down. They went and found a guy from, I can't remember what it was. It was like macaroni and cheese, Kraft Foods or something like that. Wherever the guy was from, Campbell's. That's right. He was doing chicken noodle soup branding. And he comes over here, and I'm not ripping him. I'm not making fun. Point is, he knows how to sell stuff. He's a business guy. They had the business guy do business stuff. I think the last name was Klaus. I haven't thought about him in a long time, and that's not a detriment. That's what it's supposed to be. That's the business guy doing the business stuff. You got the football guy doing the football stuff. Yeah, right? You separate those things. They haven't had a business guy doing the business thing. It's like members of the family. Sometimes this business interest, he's not in the office every day. He's not. He is. The whole thing's a mess. The whole thing's been a mess. Where's the team president? Who's that? Are they hiring one of those? Or are they not going to hire one of those? If not, why not? Who's going to take that role on? Is the new baseball executive going to also be asked to make sure concession sales down the right field line are good? Think of something to think about. Last one I want to play for you guys is clip 5 here, Darris. And this kind of hints at sort of what we're talking about here. Go ahead and play.
And the secret of being a good executive and a good general manager is you do the best you can with what you have. And we've all gone through this, whether you're in baseball or in life in general. You do the best with what you have, and we didn't in ownership's eyes, we didn't do enough with it, and so they made a change.
You hear that, right? So it's, if you don't know the backdrop, you're going, yeah, I didn't do a good enough job with what I was given. And I think that's a fair assessment, by the way. I think it is. I think it's a fair assessment to say over the last several seasons, even with the resources that Mike Rizzo was given, there are too many swings and misses, to borrow the parlance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.